Hello, everybody. Good morning for those of you who are here in the Pacific Standard Time and wherever you are in the world. Oh, goody, you are here. So we're going to begin in just a minute with this morning's meditation. And this is part of the Light Leader Power for Success and Mission Impact Challenge. And what we're doing here is looking for a way to start each morning from today, Monday through Thursday, with the morning meditation so that you can start getting more of a feeling of what it is to be soul aligned, to create and manifest the day that you really want. So I'm just going to get started with the meditation now. And then we're going to briefly talk about what today's training is about in terms of the content. And then if anybody wants to ask me questions, I'm just taking a look here. We're going to get started. So let's begin with taking a deep breath in and closing your eyes. Taking another deep breath in. I'm going to keep my eyes open just so I can watch here, but for you, please just take a deep breath in and relax and let go. And one more deep into your belly, into your pelvic area. Deep breath in and let go. All right. And what I'd like you to do is to imagine a grounding cord that attaches as a cylinder of light from the base of your spine going all the way down into the center of the earth, deep into the center of the earth. And this grounding cord acts as a dumpster, as like a laundry chute, a garbage chute, where you're just going to let go of everything and any energy, any concept, any condition, anything that feels off purpose and not wanted in your space, down that grounding cord, deep into the earth, where Mother Earth transmutes and moves that energy to higher and higher and higher frequencies deep in Mother Earth so that it can be reused for goodness, for transformation, and for anything that's going to assist living beings of all species to thrive. And all that you want to let go of so that you are days in focus goes down that grounding cord. And now for you to imagine that there is an exquisite globe of light surrounding you, a pearlescence, vibrant, high-frequency, spiritual bubble of light that goes from the top of your head all the way around you, completely envelops you under your feet as well, all sides of you. Great. And now for you to make a declaration, and that is only those beings, only those energies that are for my highest and greatest good, that are on my soul purpose path for the highest expression of my soul purpose path in the world, is able to come into my space, my orbit, my influence. All other energies must stand back and go back into the God force. Amen. Now, as you sit here, feeling your own sacred space, see in front of you a magnificent column of light just beaming down from high, high, high above, beaming down. And it calls to you, it feels safe to you, it feels inviting, it feels mystical to you. And you go walking towards that cylinder where you are so close, and you feel the radiations of this column of light calling to you. You step forward into this column of light and you merge with this extraordinary divine energetic presence. This column of light is like an elevator, and it slowly lifts you up, 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 up into high, high, high layers of the divine ethers of the earth plane and way beyond. Up you go. Like an elevator of divine order, divine presence, divine purpose, divine transformation. And it stops and opens up like an elevator door, and right in front of you is this absolutely exquisite meadow. This meadow is just calm, peaceful, with just the most sweetest air that you can smell. It is a meadow that reaches beyond where your eyes could possibly see any end to it. The air is warm. You can hear beautiful birds singing their lullabies, singing their songs. And you walk into this space of absolute heaven, beauty, sweetness of spirit, beauty that just touches you deep in your soul. And there is a bench out there a little beyond you, and you go and walk at that bench, and you notice that right beside the bench is another chair. And this chair is beautiful. It has ornaments. It's made of a fabric that is truly interesting, colorful, soft. You sit down on the bench, and as you sit down, you start to heighten your awareness. And the awareness is for you to know that some being of great love is coming towards you. You sense it. You may even see it. You absolutely feel it. You might even hear something. Maybe the swishing sound of long robes. You'll know. And there this being is. Notice, is it female? Is it male? Notice what it is that makes you certain that there is indeed a being there with you. Use your psychic intuitive channels of seeing, hearing, feeling, or just knowing. Beautiful. This being sits down and you start to have a conversation. You welcome this magnificent being with your love and gratitude, and you can feel waves of love, waves of grace, waves of compassion flooding out and into you. You feel yourself becoming changed and uplifted by these healing transmissions from this being. And you are now lighter, more open, more able to bring forth the best of who you are. As you sit there with this being, the two of you are now going to co-create a magnificent day. A magnificent day. And you ask your soul, because that is who is there with you. This is your soul. And you bring forth the question, what should we create today that is going to be a magnificent accomplishment for today? What should we create today? Notice what you get here. Just know, feel, see the answer from your soul. What should we create that will be a magnificent today? And notice how you feel about what your soul tells you. How does it feel to know that you actually are communicating with your soul? Ask any questions of your soul, details of what it is that you want to create together today. Ask questions, ask for guidance about any aspect of it. If you have any concerns about what it is that you are going to create today, then go ahead and ask and express yourself deep from your heart. What should we create today? Now you're going to ask of your soul, who will I become today? Who will I become today? Who will I become today to help create this magnificent accomplishment? who will I become today? Now ask, what must I let go of so that I can embody and become this person to create this magnificent accomplishment? What must I let go of to embody this person that I will become, who will create this magnificent accomplishment? And now ask, what must I add into who I am to embody this person that I will become, who will create this magnificent accomplishment? What must I add into myself to embody this person? And now, what I'd like you to do is to feel, create, and activate in your energy field, in your emotional body, exactly how you will feel at the end of today, having successfully accomplished what you and your soul are setting out today as partners to create. Just feel it as if it is already done. Notice how your emotions feel. Notice how your body feels. Notice the quality of your thoughts as you feel yourself having successfully accomplished this manifestation in partnership with your soul. And now you're going to prepare to say goodbye to your precious soul, this magnificent presence. So take a few moments and thank your soul for visiting you and telling your soul that you'll be back at some point, whenever you want, to this special sacred place and talk further with your soul. And then watch your soul leave. Watch how you feel as your soul moves a little further behind you, and you prepare to walk to that cylinder of light, that elevator of light, and go and move there now, enter into that cylinder of light, enter it and start to slowly descend back to the earth plane. Moving slowly down, down, down. And the column of light stops, and the doors open. And you are back in the here and now. So how does that feel? Go ahead and take some journal notes. I'm going to give you a brief overview of today's training content. Today is day one of our challenge. And the topic is energy. In the training that you'll be receiving later today in your email, you will have a overview mindset of how to regard this challenge so that you get the most out of it, so that you are honoring and recognizing the power that lives within you. That's all going to be part of the mindset. And then there's going to be the actual layout of energy as it is under your control to a greater extent than you realize. There'll be an exercise in there as well for you to do, which I really hope you love, love, love. And you'll have the whole day to practice what your exercise will be so that you can further embody this content. And then we'll meet up tomorrow, we'll do another meditation, and you're going to be learning about intuition tomorrow. And that's it for the training part overview here and the meditation. See if anybody has any questions and the kinds of questions that you are more than welcome to ask me have to do with whether or not you want to share about having listened to the recording of the light leader definition that I sent you as your warm-up exercise. You can ask me any questions about the challenge itself, and you can ask me any questions at all regarding you and what it is that you really want out of this challenge like that. Looks like we're good to go over here. Everybody seems to be on their way. So I'm going to sign off. I'm so excited that you're doing this today. You'll receive the replay in your email later, along with the training information. And I send you my love for an absolutely exquisite soul-aligned day. God bless.